U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 to allow the year-round nationwide sale of E15. The senators were also joined by 13 other senators, including Roger Marshall of Kansas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and U.S. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota introduced companion legislation in the House. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly our fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and by allowing E15 to be sold year-round, it will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new markets to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. Josh Rowe, the CEO of the Kansas Corn Growers Association, stated that Kansas farmers are appreciative of Senator Moran's efforts in leveling the playing field for ethanol by removing unnecessary limits for the sale of E15 fuel to benefit consumers, farmers, and the Kansas economy. He said this legislation will ensure consumers across Kansas and the United States will have year-round access to this cleaner, higher-octane, lower-priced fuel, and nationwide consumer access to E15 will save drivers money at the pump while boosting the farm economy. The legislation is also supported by the American Petroleum Institute, the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. Last month, President Trump took steps to make E15 available year-round through his executive order declaring a national energy emergency. According to a media release, just after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office initiated a pursuit involving a stolen vehicle that was reported out of Sheridan County. The pursuit proceeded through various areas of Thomas County before ultimately ending in a field after a prolonged five-hour negotiation with the suspect. Thanks to the efforts of multiple law enforcement agencies, the situation concluded safely with the suspect being taken into custody without incident. The Sheriff's Department said they are pleased to report there were no injuries to law enforcement officers or the suspect during the operation, and the Sheriff's Office did not release the name of the suspect or the possible charges. The Thomas County Sheriff thanked the Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Highway Patrol Air Support, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, the Decatur County Sheriff's Office, the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office, Thomas County EMS, the Colby Dispatch, and the staff at McCarty Dairy for their invaluable assistance, providing useful equipment during the operation, which contributed to a safe and successful resolution during the incident. Fort Hays State University's Department of Applied Technology reached the 100% graduate job placement milestone, and Kim Stewart, the Fort Hays State University Applied Technology Department Chair, said he couldn't have been more pleased, as Applied Technology has hovered around the 98% job placement rate for many years. He said to be able to say they achieved the 100% mark is really satisfying because their faculty and company partners have worked hard to creating successful pathways to employment for all the applied technology graduates. In January, Fort Hays State University's Career Services sent Stewart its findings for summer 2023, fall 2023, and spring 2024. And based on data collected through the First Destination Survey, the report showed that 100% of students completing the survey indicated they had obtained a job or were seeking a higher education. Stewart attributes the high employment rate to the robust internship program offered by his department, where 9 of the 120 credits in the program of study are internship credits, equating to approximately 2 summers of internship experience. In the fall 2024, 68 companies met with more than 200 students, 120 from Fort Hays State University, and more than 80 from Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW. And the company sought summer interns, summer employment opportunities, and full-time employees at a successful career fair. One of Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation objectives is to move more proactively to alleviate the housing shortage in western Kansas. And among the steps Fort Hays State University is taking with its partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW, is to create opportunities for students to become highly qualified construction workers and managers. And they're doing this by creating up-to-date content at all three schools.